The topic of faith above reason. Excerpt 11 in the booklet Faith Above Reason, concerning above reason. Above reason applies to both mind and heart. This is why not every person can enter the work of holiness in the form of bestowal, which is work above reason. Therefore, when teaching the rest of the world the work of the Creator, the order is, as Maimonides said, that Rambam, that they begin in Lo Lishma, not for her name, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, and then they are told that the essence of the work is an order to bestow, which is called work for the Creator. However, we should understand why above reason is better. The contrary seems to make more sense, that if serving the Creator were clothed within reason, more people would come and want to be servants of the Creator. Baal Shalom said that one should not think that when the Creator gives us His work in the form of above reason, it is a low degree. Rather, we should believe that it is a very high degree, for only by that does one have a chance to be able to work in order to bestow. Otherwise, he would have to fall into in order to receive.
Let's imagine to ourselves, if we were to
we will be reading item 12. Although more people would be serving if the work had been within reason, they would never be able to achieve adhesion with the Creator, which is the work in order to bestow. Hence, although there would be an increase in quantity in terms of quality, it would be impossible for man to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the creatures, according to His desire to do good to His creations. Thus, for the delight and pleasure that the creatures will receive to be flawless, meaning to avoid having the bread of shame, there was the correction of the tzimtzum, restriction, that the upper abundance would not shine unless it was where there is equivalence of form. This is considered that the creatures receive the abundance in vessels of bestowal. And when there are no vessels of bestowal in the creatures, they must remain in the dark, which is called they will die without wisdom. However, we should know that although there is the light of Torah in Lo Lishma, as well, of which our sages said one should always engage in Torah and Mitzvot in Lo Lishma, because from Lo Lishma we come to Lishma, since the light in it reforms him. Afterwards, one must reach Lishma. In other words, he should come to work above reason in mind and heart.
Again,